the iOS 15. Well, that's out now, and you're going to take us through some of the best features.
That's right. People can go along and download. If you've got an iPad or an iPhone, iOS 15 is out now. You can go along and download it. I've used it for a few weeks already, so go along and do it. Four of the best features, live text on there as well. So it's a fantastic way to input text, numbers and websites. What you do is you take a photo to identify live text. It automatically detects if text is present and basically contextualizes into your phone as well. So if you take a photo, let's say, of a sign with a phone number in there, you can tap on that phone number to basically dial the number through the through the photo. Very, very clever how it's doing it. If there's a Spanish word that you take a photo of, you can translate it into English. So if you've got a photo, just tap the live text icon on the bottom right to interact with text in the frame. It does it very, very well. FaceTime calls used to be Apple to Apple now. What you can do is if you open up FaceTime calls, you can send a link in a browser to anybody. So if they use Windows, Android, it doesn't matter. Apple are really coming for Zoom at the moment as well. That's really what this is all about. Share with you, I really like. They group together all the stuff that people send you through messages. A lot of time, Lee, people will send you like photos and messages, don't they? They really do.
They do, yes.
That's a key one. So what happens is when somebody messages you a photo, suddenly there is in that app, there is a share with you section. That photo will appear straight away in that section. Very good idea. So it's easy for you to go along and save those photos because it makes an album in there.
Gee, that looks good too. You'll find all those suggestions in the shared with you section, I guess.
Yeah, which I think is a great idea on there. The last one is separation alerts. I think this is really, really good. So, you know, sometimes we leave things behind, our iPhone, our backpack or our MacBook or anything that we've made, linked to our Apple account. These work with the Find My app to keep tabs on your proximity. So what happens if you leave things behind, you're going to get an alert straight away that you've left something behind when you get too far away from it. A very, very good idea.
So to go through some of those features there, separation alerts, shared with you, FaceTime calls, and also live text, you can go to adelaidetechguide.com.au, talktech.com.au. For further details, the iOS 15, now that is out now. But the new iPhones and the iPad mini, they come out this coming Friday.
Huge orders for them. I had to pull out the side of the road because the order time was 10 p.m. last Friday night. So I had to pull over and actually was able to order the iPhone 13 Pro Max. In blue, I've got it in, so I'll be able to give you a review next week of it. Now, if you miss that order window, if you want to order it through Apple, it's about 4 to 6 weeks before you're going to get your phone now. That's how big orders have been for this. So if you're after one of the new iPhones, your best bet is to go through a telco right now, your Telstras, your Optus, your Vodafones. Go in there, you'll be able to book one. Who should upgrade to the iPhone 13 and the iPhone 13 Pro Max? If you haven't changed your phone in the last 3 to 4 years and you make the move, you will notice the difference big time in performance and camera capabilities. If you've got an iPhone 12, you might not want to make the move on there as well. It's an incremental upgrade, Lee.
Okay.
So 3 to 4 years, you might want to do it. If you've got an old iPad mini that's not capable of running iOS 15, so a lot of people still have those, you like the smaller size, then this is the device for you. It is a supercharged device that uses the Apple Pencil, great speakers and a good camera. If you order it now, believe it or not, Lee, the orders are blowing out to November.
Wow.
That's how popular this thing has been. So check with some retailers around, but if you order it from Apple, it's about November.
Sounds like a pretty good Christmas gift idea.
Yes, it's heading that way.
New iPhones, the iPad mini, this coming Friday, they will be out and about. Now, just wrapping up this week, we're talking subscriptions and Microsoft subscription version or Office or subscription-less version. You're going to run us through some of the great options on that one.
Yeah, Microsoft like you to use a subscription-based one because it keeps it up to date all the time, puts all the new features in there, does everything correctly, gives you new security features. Now, Microsoft have said that there is a subscriptionless version you can buy that will support you for 5 years, which is shorter than what's been offered before on previous Office suites. It will not give you all the features that the subscription-based one will give you. It's intended intended for people who need a one-time purchase, put on a computer and don't really care after that. Subscription one's $99 a year for one person, $113 for six people. Great for households on there as well. You get all the updates. If you buy the subscriptionless one, it's about nearly $400 for one machine and one person only. So the subscription one I really like. Plus, you get a terabyte of cloud storage, which is a much better option.
Like with all things when it comes to subscriptions, I guess it's all about tailor-making one that suits your needs, isn't it?
That's exactly right.